Okay, so the Andromedans tell you that the Alpha Draconians are here now. Where?
There are 1,833 of them that have been living underground between 100 and 200 miles beneath the surface. They've been here, some of them have been here a long, long time. They have lifespans that are thousands of years. They're carnivorous. They are not friendly to mankind, at least the ones that are here.
Are you saying carnivorous, they eat humans?
Yes. And they need to be, they won't eat a dead human, it has to be alive at the time of the killing. Their preference is children. You know, and we've been told, you shouldn't talk about that. You know, there are other people say, well, you better not talk about the reptilians. Well, you know, bull. You know, why not? According to the Andromedans, they're responsible for 31,712 children disappearing in the last 25 years from the United States. These children were food. And I'm supposed to just shut up and not say anything about it because people don't want to hear it? That's tough. That's tough. You know, Westchester County, in the last 5 years, 3,000 children in Westchester County, New York, have vanished without a trace. Where are they going? Why are we allowing this to happen? And why should people stay in denial about it?
Now, how are they able to do this? How are they able to do it? How are they able to come up out of this from underground and do it? Or do they have...
There are tunneling systems everywhere. They're being helped by the Greys, and also there are groups within the higher echelon that are actually helping them acquire this.
So human beings are abducting the kids and giving them to the Greys, who in turn give them to the Alpha Draconians?
That's right. That's part of the deal. They won't come up as long as we feed them down there. You understand? It's about human beings selling themselves out. The echelon attitude here, the needs of the few outweigh the needs of humanity. And sorry, that just isn't right. You know, but it's going to have to be humanity that's going to rise up and take the stand. You're just going to have to turn off your televisions. They're going to have to get in their car. They're going to have to fire everybody in Washington, D.C. that knows and does nothing. And they're going to have to do something. You know, this apathy's got to end. Otherwise, the way we live is going to end. Period. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, and I'm not coming from a fear space. I'm really quite angry about the apathy and the fact that, you know, when people give lectures and try to tell this, people want to stand up and fight with them. Look at what's happening around us. The indications are everywhere, everywhere. The truth is now an obscure thing. You know, the lie is the norm. There's something wrong here. What's wrong with this picture? Sorry, I'm getting crazy.
No, you're not. You're expressing frustration.
Hi.
Why, aside from the carnivorous aspect to the Alpha Draconians, why else are they dangerous to humanity?
Because they don't like us.
And what are they willing to do with humanity?
Eat us. There's no need for us. I mean, look at where we are. Look at us right now as a civilization, as a society, okay? They don't need anything. They have all this technology that they want. We can't really offer them except maybe work, do some work for them. But they don't need all of us to work for them. They don't respect human life in any way whatsoever. And this goes back to Lyra, to where the original war started. When they got to Lyra originally, they saw this human race that was plentiful in food, that could grow food, that could do all of these agricultural things. And mankind on a whole is really agricultural. We really, as a race, if we were left alone, would be nurturing the earth. We would be living in tribal communities like the Native American Indians did. You know, that's really our essence, our nature, I'm sorry. That's really our nature, our essence. And you know, the cities and the culture that we're living in now has totally cut us off from the land, from what our real essence is, which is nature. And, you know, we're starting to feed off each other now.